From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities are likely bracing for more protests Saturday across the Muslim world, a day after large crowds of protesters from seven countries staged demonstrations after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The Palestinian was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Arab League, comprised of nearly two dozen countries, will meet Saturday in an effort to create a joint position on the U.S. declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed his outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 more. The UN mission, MONUSCO, said at least five Congolese soldiers also were killed in the protracted fighting between the suspected Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, elements and MONUSCO and Congolese forces. The Ugandan rebel group ADF, which is active in the area, is suspected in Thursday's attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace. These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
Antonio Guterres, this is VOA News. U.S. firefighters are still battling several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Officials say over the past five days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. President Trump issued a federal declaration for California, paving the way for federal agencies to help coordinate relief efforts. The International Organization for Migration has begun the voluntary repatriation of thousands of West African migrants being held in detention centers in Libya under abusive conditions. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
IOM plans to repatriate a total of 15,000 African migrants by the end of the year. Most come from Nigeria, Guinea, Mali, and Senegal. The government of Niger has agreed to act as a country of transit for the migrants. Those who arrive at the airport in Niamey are registered by the International Organization for Migration and transported to their homes of origin. An IOM charter flight carrying 504 Nigerians, including women and young children, arrived in Niamey on Thursday. IOM planned seven additional daily charter flights from Tripoli, each carrying about 500 Nigerian migrants. The organization says another chartered flight arrived in Guinea's capital on Thursday, carrying 167 of the country's nationals. Agency spokesman Leonard Doyle says people are returning home in great distress after having endured months of torture, overcrowding, and other forms of ill treatment in the Libyan detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she welcomes the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase to talk about trade and security. The United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions are not ripe for the safe return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar, the country they recently fled to escape violence and persecution. 2 weeks ago, Myanmar and Bangladesh signed an agreement on the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya refugees. And in other news, Venezuelans heading to the polls Sunday for municipal elections. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.